In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our text for our second in our Lenten series is recorded in St. Matthew chapter 21, beginning at verse 18. Our translation over these Lenten weeks will be from the NIV 84. Early in the morning, as he was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." This is God's Word. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, dearly loved in Christ Jesus. The day after Palm Sunday, Jesus and his disciples walked back again from Bethany over those few short miles to Jerusalem. On the way, Jesus saw a fig tree and cursed it. The next day, Tuesday, the disciples and Jesus were walking back to Jerusalem again, and the disciples noticed that the fig tree had withered. St. Matthew, when he recorded his gospel under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, combines those two things, those 2 days, into one event. We really don't have the time this evening to go into great detail of just exactly why Jesus cursed that little fig tree by the side of the road. Suffice it to say that since Jesus created everything, he had the right to do so. And he wanted to use it to prove a point with his disciples. We're going to concentrate instead this evening on that point that Jesus was making with his disciples, and that point is about his power. The power of Jesus. The power of Jesus is the power of our faith. Jesus' power is the power of our prayers, which we offer in faith. You know, and I know, and hopefully we practice this most of the time, we realize that prayer is not a last resort when we've tried everything else. Prayer is one of the things that we go to first, because it has Jesus' power. By the same token, when something does happen that we have prayed for, we don't think that it's just a glad happenstance that this thing came to pass, but rather don't we look upon it as an answer to our prayer by Jesus' power. How do we know this? Well, hear the words again that Jesus spoke to his disciples. "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, you can say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." That brings us to the theme of our Lenten sermons. I tell you the truth. And tonight, Jesus tells us the truth that faith can move mountains. First of all, I call on you to see Jesus' power at work. And then, having seen Jesus' power and reminded of Jesus' power, know that you can trust His promises. What promises Jesus has made to us and makes to us? If you don't doubt, it will be done. If you believe, you will receive. Now Jesus showing His power and His disciples seeing Jesus' power as He withered the fig tree was not by any means something that had never happened before. Out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, when the disciples thought they were going to drown, and they came to Jesus and asked Him, "Save us," in a simple word, "Quiet, be still," Jesus calmed the winds and He calmed the waves. Those very same disciples had gathered basket after basket after basket of leftovers after Jesus had fed thousands and thousands of people with a little boy's lunch of 5 small fish and 2 loaves of bread. They saw this newly cursed, withered fig tree with its blackened leaves. All of those events took place by Jesus' power. See Jesus' power. We acknowledge it, don't we, in one of our liturgies. When I say, "The works of God are great and glorious, His name is worthy of praise." And then we respond and sing God's praises for His mighty works. But when they got back to that fig tree and saw that it was withered, Jesus drew their eyes and draws our eyes, our attention, away from that withered fig tree, rather to the Mount of Olives, which is one of the 3 peaks on the mountain range, or high hill range, really, to the east of Jerusalem, between Jerusalem and Bethany. And Jesus said, "Well, I'm going to tell you, you can do even greater things if you don't doubt, if you believe. You can say to this mountain, to this mountain range, go and throw yourself into the sea that's 4,000 miles below and behind you, and it will do just that. It will obey your word. I tell you the truth." You and I do not doubt Jesus' words, do we? We know the truth of what Jesus says. And like those first disciples, we have seen what Jesus' power can do. And that is the power of our faith. That is the power of our prayers that we offer in faith. All too often, we hear something similar to what Jesus said, but with just a little bit different twist and emphasis. I hope you caught that when I read this, I emphasized the word believe. Maybe we hear it more often when we hear preachers say, "If you believe, then it'll happen. If you don't doubt, then it will come to pass." As if the power of my faith rested in me. If the power of prayer was in me. Jesus shows us this evening and tells us the truth that the power of my faith is not in my believing, it's in the one I believe in. That God answers my prayers not because of the way I pray, but He answers my prayers by the power of Jesus, who has given me the right to pray and call God my Father. The emphasis is not on you and me. The emphasis is on Jesus' power. Jesus said and promises, I tell you the truth, faith can move mountains. Jesus' power is what makes faith effective. It is what makes prayer effective. Moving mountains, proverbially or literally, does not have anything to do with me and how I believe or how I pray. But it's the truth because of Jesus' power that is behind my faith and behind and in my prayers. Lent, with its missing alleluia and its many hymns sung in a minor key throughout the season, remind us that Lent is a season of repentance and confession. And that's good for us to always remember that. But as always, when we're trying to follow what the Lord wants us to do, Satan is right there with us, trying to twist it, and trying to get us to think and to come around to some way contrary to what God wants. And that's true also, isn't it, with our faith and with our prayers. As we acknowledge our sins, as we acknowledge our contrition, as we repent of our sins, as we confess those to God, recognizing what poor, sinful creatures we are, Satan's right there, trying to get us to ask ourselves inappropriate questions like, what about my faith? What kind of faith do I have? Is my faith strong enough? Do I even really have faith? You know, I prayed that Grandma would get better, and I prayed real hard, and she died. I just prayed and prayed that God would work it out, that I would get this particular position or this particular job, and I didn't get it. What's wrong with my faith? What's wrong with me? What am I doing incorrectly that these things aren't happening to me? Worst of all, we might even begin to ask questions like, is Jesus really telling me the truth when he says, if you don't doubt, you'll have what you ask for? If you believe, you can literally move mountains. Am I going to believe that? Because that doesn't always seem to work in my life. I tell you the truth, Jesus says. Faith can move mountains. See Jesus' power at work. And reminded of Jesus' power, know that you can trust His promises. That if you don't doubt, with His power behind that faith, He will keep us safe. That when we pray, by Jesus' power, He will answer our prayers as we as Christians really always ask, even if we don't say it, not my will, but yours be done. And God always does His will for our good in our prayers. Jesus' point about faith moving mountains isn't whether or not He can or would, or ever will, let me say to mountains, go throw yourself into the sea. The point is that I could. The point is that if He wants me to, and with His power behind my faith, I can do even that, that I can not doubt, that I can trust in His power to take care of everything. And it was so important that Jesus' disciples know this. Remember, this is Tuesday before Jesus died. Soon, they were going to see Him captured, arrested, beaten, crucified. It would seem as if in His weakness, He was overpowered. It would seem in His weakness that he couldn't get away. Jesus wanted them to remember that withered fig tree. He wanted them to remember His promise where He said, I tell you the truth about faith, so that they would see and know Jesus' power, that He was in control of what happened, that Judas didn't get the best of Him, and that's why he couldn't get away. But Jesus, in His power to overcome the world, to overcome our sin and guilt and death and hell, that in His power He did all those things and overcame our enemies. Jesus died on His own accord. He was in complete control and power of everything. That's the power that He gave to His disciples for the weakness of their faith as they saw all those things happen. For us, that's a few weeks away. God willing, when once again we see that, and the devil tries to get us to wonder what it really means, or if it's really true, or if it's really for me. We have that power of Jesus to strengthen our faith, to use in our prayers. Do we always use that mountain-moving power? Did the disciples always use it? No. Sometimes we're like Peter, and we stumble around and don't even want to mention that we know Jesus, just because somebody at work or wherever may suggest that we possibly know Him, and that we're somehow associated with Him, and don't really want to do the evil things that they want us to do. You know, like Peter, we can deny the Lord, not in unbelief. Peter didn't deny in unbelief, but in the weakness of faith, not using Jesus' power. Or sometimes don't we, like the disciples, lock themselves in an upper room for fear of the Jews? We're tempted to lock ourselves in these four walls and have what we have and be afraid to step out and to go out with the gospel into the world. And here too, we maybe just think a little bit about our fellow Christians around the world who maybe aren't quite as safe and secure as we are today. But their strength and their power also lies in Christ. It doesn't matter when we sin like that, in the sense that somehow that's going to get the best of us, because we have that power of Jesus' forgiveness. We have that power of Jesus' mercy that strengthens our faith and knows we're forgiven and leads us to continue to pray boldly and confidently to our Heavenly Father. Even when we sin, Jesus' statement remains, I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, go and throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive everything you ask for in prayer. Our faith trusts God's promise. Not just believing in Him as our Savior, not just in our prayers. Having seen Jesus' power, we trust His other promises. Take and eat, This is my body. This is my blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. As the moment of our death approaches, Jesus tells us the truth. I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. And when we wonder if there's something still left for us to do, if there's some sacrifice we have to make or offer to God, as if our salvation is incomplete, Jesus' power assures me of His promise. It is finished. Our faith depends on the one who has tree-withering, death-defying, sin-erasing, Satan-crushing power. May that remove all our doubts. May that lead us to receive whatever we ask for in prayer. Amen.